You're listening to The Good Stuff. We are down to the serious countdown. It's the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale for Open 8 Genetics. It's coming up Friday at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls. This sale emphasizes the maternal side. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. That's Open 8 Genetics live sale, Baker, Montana, this Friday beginning at 1 p.m. Mountain Time.
Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore the reputable commercial cowherds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all right there in the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Hey, guess what? The dates have changed, but the event is still going to be fantastic. Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry is gathering in Valentine, Nebraska, April 25th through the 28th. This is a big switch from the previous 30 years. Mark your calendars for April 25th through the 28th, Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net.
Plan to attend to Grand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale coming up Friday, April 19th. That's going to be at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics. And de Grand Angus is home of the four-year guarantee. Lunch at noon, sale begins at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. You can view the catalog online at degrandangus.com. Yearling bull genetics are going to be great, so make sure you check that out. Kim, what do you have for the good stuff?
First, I'm going to start off with the Valentine Police Report because that's always entertaining.
Those are always fun.
Yep, that's right. And if there's enough time, depending on what you have, I've got a few other things in my back pocket. Here's an animal complaint. No one talks with their neighbors anymore. It's completely proper to swing on by and use your inside voice to ask them to quit neglecting their animal chores. Again, this is a Valentine Police Report found in the paper. Midland News in Valentine. When you ask an officer to call you so you can file a complaint, please know that we tried to call you back with no success repeatedly. It appears that you were shopping for the best place to live. Your level of intoxication had you feeling that you were at the right house, but you weren't. Going door to door, knocking loudly, and trying to turn the doorknob just doesn't bode well with those inside. You kind of freak people out when you try to get into their house and not your house. And when you're trying to get into an apartment complex with neighbors in the adjacent apartments, could you cease using pirate language? You weren't using words like arg, blimey, savvy, or walk the plank. No, you were talking in a manner that would have made Captain Jack Sparrow blush. Just a little update from the Valentine Police Report.
Okay, I have something from the Open Range book by Jack Ostergaard called One Good Horse. Time moves on relentlessly, and now you're living on memories. In your mind, you saddle up and ride in the soft, cool evening breeze. You reminisce as you ride along about the horses you have known, and your mind goes back to Old Dude, the best horse you've ever owned. Each cowboy's entitled to one good horse in his time, 'cause he will ride a lot of jugheads and plugs not worth a dime. When he finds that horse, one that there's nothing he can't do, from this time on, this is the horse he'll compare all others to. On him, no calf could not be caught, no steer could not be turned, and any offer to sell that horse likely would be spurned. He could stop or turn with a cow or steer till he turned them inside out, then drop his head and stand. He left no room for doubt. He never slipped or fell through summer's heat or winter snow. He would and could go any place that any cow could go. He would answer any challenge and respond to each demand, and you can't remember any horse who had so much sand. Now, you're getting on in years and your cowboying is through. You remember you've had one good horse to compare all others to. Old Dude's been gone now many years, but looking back you find he just keeps getting better in the dark depths of your mind. Jack Ostergaard here on The Good Stuff today.
There you go. And a good business manager hires optimists as salesmen and pessimists to run the credit department.
What do you think
of that? Now, that's solid business advice.
That's a good business plan.
Yep.
And thanks for tuning in to great radio stations out there like Miles City, Montana's KMTA 1050 AM and KYUS 92.3 FM. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.